Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Welcome, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. My guest has not called in yet, so you know I can just take over here. Anyways, I want to tell you that I'm going to be putting up the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. Well, it's the 23rd, and it's a short month, so, well, you want to consider it a short month. So I'll be starting on that in the next day or so because there's a lot to put in. And you know what I usually do is I wait till the last minute and jam it all in at one time, and then I'm exhausted, and I'm thinking, why didn't I start earlier? But anyways, that's what's going on with that. And, of course, stars with a Z, psychics.com, and that was narrated by Kim. And I talked with her Sunday, as a matter of fact, and we had a great conversation, and she couldn't believe that we are playing her commercial. Well, I mean, it's my commercial, but she did it for me when I was on the radio show, so a different radio show. So anyways, this is really good. Now I'm going to see when she's going to, my guest is going to log in. But anyway, we still have 3 minutes for the first-time clients, of course. And I want to remind everybody, the minutes that you purchase do not expire. You do have to have a minimum of 3 to get into the chat room. I mean, if you're down to 1 or 2, you won't get in. But 3 minutes, you can still get in. So if you buy 10 and you have 3 left, you can still use those 3 minutes. They never expire. I don't take them away from you. We also have a membership that you can do that saves you on rates. That is in the account. And first-time clients, you know, as I said, first 3 minutes is free. And then we have 10 minutes for $10, 20 minutes for $20. And I believe that's the special that we have offering for new clients. And, of course, that's just one time only. Anyways, I'm not even going to tell you about this lady. I'm hoping she comes. If not, well, you know, we've been through this before. But she's a lovely, she's really pretty. And, oh, my, her background is just, I can't wait to talk to her, actually, because I have so many questions for her. So, and by that, if you ever want to call in, you know you can, and that's 347-838-9736, and yours truly will answer the phone and welcome you, and you can ask questions of the guests. Sometimes we have psychics, sometimes we have tarot card readers, not always, but sometimes we do. So let's see, what else can we talk about? My herd of deer, I should say. They are magnificent. I have... 9 of them, and I'm feeding 2 little squirrels, and I'm feeding a bunny, and as soon as the hummingbirds come, I'll be feeding them and any other little birds, and I'm just like, you know, just a little person that should stand out there with a nice little dress and sing, you know, the hills are arrived. What was she? Oh, Julie Andrews, remember she sang that song? That's who I could be. I could call in all the animals. I've had an opossum in my backyard. Let's see, what else have I had? That's about it. Just that scared me because, you know what, they're kind of funny looking. They've got these hard shells on them, like, you know. But right now I am watching a land crab. My friend is out of town with her family. And, you know, I watch everybody's everything, whatever it is. I take care of all the animals. I'm Mrs. Doolittle, not Dr. Doolittle. But anyways, what else can I say to you? Things are going good. My voice is already a little raspy. I don't know why, but that's, you know, that's Natalie. What can I tell you? Let's see here. What else can we say? Business is pretty good now. It's been picking up. I'm very happy to report that. We're still working on the new design. However, I'm kind of like going back and forth with the colors, and it's not an easy thing to redesign a site that's been up, that's been working so well, and everybody thinks it's so beautiful. And so how do I top that, right? Well, I'll be able to. I mean, I do have some of what I want, and it's really nice. And you know what? I'm going to write to my guest publicist and find out here if she's going to arrive. So bear with me while I give him a quick note. You can hear me typing. And hopefully he'll see this right away and respond. There you go. Okay. It's not all that simple. I should get cell numbers of everybody, but I don't do that. You know, that's, if they want to give it to me, I'll take it, of course, and I'll put it in my phone. But other than that, world events. Oh, yes, world events. You know how I feel about all that. I don't like dictator-type people. I don't like people who want to own and possess. It's not that I don't like them. I mean, you know, I love everybody, but I have an issue with it. Let's put it that way. I have an issue with it. And what's going to happen in the world? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. But I love the diplomatic approach. I like that. I think, and I've said this before, you should sit at a table and nobody leaves until everything is resolved. That's the only way you're going to do it. You know, you can have lunch breaks and all of that, but you have to come back to the table and we will discuss and go over and analyze and offer what we think is right, and nobody leaves. But, of course, that's me, and Natalie probably would be sitting at the table for years. I don't know. But I'm only going to wait a little while longer. It's already 2:07, so we'll see what happens. Things happen to people, you know. Oftentimes they run late or, and my guest, and I had confirmation yesterday, but that was from her publicist. So oftentimes, you know, the guest will forget, oh, my God, I had something else I had to do, or I'm at something else and I can't make it to her on time. So you know me. Natalie just runs with it. It's okay. I don't get upset about it. And no sense in getting upset, right? You just get to hear me. So let's see. Okay, I've told you about my deer. Oh, my herd. I should not say deer, D-E-E-R. They're all females that I know of right now. I'm so hoping to have at least one or two little babies this spring. Oh, would that be wonderful? Oh, and I do have to tell you, this is news. One night, I had the lights on. I always give them a signal. I put the porch light on and the outside light on. And I had it on, and I was cutting up all their stuff because, you know, I give them carrots and apples and two different kinds of seed. I take very good care of them. And I looked out, and they were really close to my porch, and they've never done that before. So I thought, oh, I'm going to scare them away if I go out. So I took the smaller bowl, and I walked out real carefully, and I talked to them. And they stayed behind the trees. And my trees are really close to my porch. They were really close. And that's the first time they've ever done that. They didn't do it last night, but I'm careful with the light. You know, my son said, why don't you leave the porch light on all the time? And I said, because I don't want them to get injured. I don't want anybody to say, oh, look, you know, she's feeding all these deer or blah, blah, blah. I don't want that. This is my way of protecting them. So we keep it in the dark, and I have a camera, and it's a motion thing, and so I can, you know, I hear a sound when they're in the backyard, even if there's a bunny, even if there's a squirrel. Now, for the squirrels, I'll tell you, I had this little dish. It's their own little plastic dish, and I put this, it's corn and some other stuff in it that I actually feed the deer with, and oh, my gosh, and now the one squirrel, he'll sit in the bowl if I don't have their stuff out right away. He sits in the deer bowl, looks around, well, where's my stuff? So I put it out there. And there's two of them now. I think I'm going to call them Fripp and Frapp. You know, I always give them names. I don't know why. Well, it's better that way. So I have Willow for the deer. And I just, you know, Willow, she's the one I think that maybe might have a little fawn. She's getting pretty big. I don't know yet, you know. And then I have all the other ones, and I just love them. Can you tell how much I love them? I could talk about them for hours. I've learned so much about them. They're, here's my guest, I think, so hold on. Hello, is this Dr. Kim?
Yes, hi, Natalie. I'm so sorry. I was on a different line, and I thought I'd give it until 10 minutes, and then I'd reach out to my team. So.
don't worry about that. I've been talking away for 10 minutes by myself.
Wonderful.
I'm talented. I talk about my deer. I talk about everything. But anyways, we're going to get right on with the show here. My guest today is multi-talented. I'm going to try to say the name of her new book right. I think I got it. Is it Mai Yung Sung? Is that right?
It sounds almost perfect. You know, a lot of people pronounce it that way. I would say Myung Sung, but you know what? It sounds beautiful.
Oh, you don't say the M. You just say Yung Sung, the Korean art of living meditation, and her name is Dr. Janelle Kim. You have done so much, and I want to tell everybody how pretty you are. You're a very pretty woman.
Goodness.
Well, no, I think that's because of the background. Let's see, your father was Chinese and your mother was American, or is it reversed?
No, you're right, but my father was Korean and my mother's American. That is right. So I say I was born to hopefully exemplify East and West, you know, the integration.
That's awesome, but you're very pretty. I mean, if you look at her, and we're going to mention her site. She's got two of them. If you look at her, you can see the Asian look. It's just very, very, you're just very, very pretty. So take a bow. Okay,
thank
let's get
that
on.
Way. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Tell me, how did your life begin with all of this? I mean, I know the parents that you were born to, but I mean, how did your interest kind of get into all of this? I mean, you know, you didn't have to. You could have just gone to school and taken a job somewhere, but I always like to ask the guests, how they began, so that people that are listening will say, oh, well, I could never do that. Well, why not? You can.
Right. I love that. Absolutely.
And everyone can. Yeah. So how did Janelle get, or you want me to call you Dr. No, I'm not going to call you Dr. Kim. That's too formal.
No,
I'm going to call you Janelle.
Absolutely.
Like I know I've known you for years, right?
That's right.
Did you begin all of this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and it's a great question, actually. Natalie, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Did you have something else to add?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I love that you, at the very start of our time together, brought up something that is the core of Myung Sung Living Meditation, the core of how I was brought up, and what I wish to share with the world, which is we all have a choice. And you're right, I had a choice too. You know, I was born knowing the principles that have been handed down in my lineage. You know, the best way that, luckily through the process of writing this book, I was able to kind of categorize it in some sense. And so I break it down into meditation, which is more the philosophy of life, living meditation, which is the book, medicine and movement. And all three of those pillars, which I call the three M's, basically were part of my life from the moment I entered into this world. And that's the truth. And they were a part of my life very naturally, you know. And so that's why I really appreciate this question, and I love to share this aspect, because you're right. I walk through life, and in the book, I hope I kind of share this experience. But for all of your listeners who have not read the book, yes, it was a part of my life. I grew up, you know, pretty traditional. My father, I used to say strict, and he'd say, no, I'm on principle. And as we continue our conversation, hopefully people understand more what that means. Because while my father was, you know, a little hard on me because he saw, you know, all of my potential, I suppose I could say it that way. Interestingly, I think that I grew up a very traditionally Asian, if you will. But at the same time, I lived a very Western lifestyle. You know, my friends, I don't think I had an Asian friend until I was in college. You know, but here
wow.
I would kind of go
yeah.
home. And it's something I'm wanting to share more and more. It's kind of in the last couple of months have I realized it's something I do wish to share, especially with our part of the world and our society and our culture. I'm finding that people find it very interesting. And so the part that I find that people stop to hear is the fact that, yes, I did. I had lots of friends growing up. I did all the sports, all the community things. But I would always, when I went home, there were a lot of traditions. a lot of rituals, a lot of, you know, ways that we went about in our family life that were not exactly like my friends. They, you know, just to be real direct and straight, the way that I even spoke to my father, spoke to my mother. You know, there's a certain kind of respect that exists in East Asian culture that is not necessarily a part of Western culture. And who's to say one is exactly, you know, so much better than the other, but I have come to find that balance. And I don't think I've ever explained it this way. So I appreciate, you know, you asking me the question today.
Well, no, and it's important for people to understand that because a lot of people say you are your parents. You are, but you see, when you have traditions and you have a culture and you have two people to follow that, you need to follow them. Now, like my mother was Italian and my father was Hungarian. Well, you know, but they were born here in America and I went to school and I did all the usual stuff and all that. And look what I'm doing now. I would never have guessed it, but I think it's so good that you explained it because there's people that will say, well, you know, yeah, they went to college. They had parents that were authors, blah, blah, blah. That's not necessarily so. You can walk any path that you want. You just have to look for it, find it, and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and do it well. And your parents must be amazing. Are they both still with us? I mean, they are both alive?
So funny you should ask that as well. No, unfortunately, I lost my father about 6 years ago, just a couple weeks ago, marks the sixth year. And yeah, that was, I don't know how else to put it, but it was the absolute worst moment of my entire life. You know, my greatest nightmare, my worst nightmare. I try to make it positive on accident. But he was my everything. He was my closest, my mentor, my father, my teacher. And obviously that's something that I have been, you know, blessed to have the opportunity to share in the book. But yes, so my mother, of course, is still with us and very close to myself, to my family. We're all very close in that manner. But that's one of the reasons why I was inspired to kind of take the three pillars, especially this pillar of meditation or this philosophy of life that's been handed down through my lineage, you know, passed on to me directly from my father. That's why it was so important to me, especially when he passed. Boy, did that kind of, you know,
catalyst.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Yeah, knocked you to the floor. No, you know, that happens. Yeah. My parents died less than 5 months of each other. And I was the only child.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I did it. I have no idea.
Right.
I think I just walked through it. I think, I don't know. But anyways, you know, now what I find really curious is you can do acupuncture, right?
That's right. So I'm a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. And to kind of, I suppose, I kind of answered your question and kind of didn't before, but I like where we went with it. To answer your question and touch on the fact that I am an acupuncturist and a doctor of herbal medicine, Chinese medicine, that was very much also a part of my life growing up. But as I first mentioned, a very natural way. You know, it's not like I sat around and my father taught me about, you know, the ways of medicine. No, I went to school. I was expected to get good grades. You know, I actually went off to study Western medicine. And I wanted to mention that, not forget, because like you said, we all have a choice. I was on a certain path in my life. I acknowledged, and deep down in my heart, I always knew that there was something very special about what my father and my mother, you know, taught us as children and what has been handed down in my lineage. But I did not have any idea that I would go, similar to what you just said, Natalie, go down this path until I was about 19, 20. You know, I was in college, headed in a totally different direction, Western medicine, here we go, you know, and it hit me. And it's just like that. And I have a feeling you totally get when I say that, Natalie, you know.
Oh, yes.
Somebody did
acupuncture on me once. He was a doctor, and at the time I had suffered some liver issues, and he was just so nice. I mean, you know, I love animals, and he'd always call me the giraffe lady or the elephant lady or, you know. I just had a closeness with him. I mean, it was instant. And so he decided to do this. And, you know, there was, and you know where it is. There's a place that you can know when something is either inflamed or there was an issue, and I forget where he tapped that little needle, and he said, that's the liver. That's the liver right there. That's it. I was fascinated.
Yes.
I recovered from all of that, but I could use it right now for my jaw and my hand. My hand gets My hands get numb. But you know what? It's, you know, I went to, and I'm going to tell you this just because of what you do. I went to a specialist for jaws, right? Well, all they wanted to do, or she wanted to do, is pass me off to physical therapy. I didn't get another panoramic view of my mouth, and I got an anti-inflammatory and muscle relaxers. Well, I never did the physical therapy. There's something, I had this misgiving about it, and I was going with what I felt. And,
right.
You know, I talked to my son, and I have a feeling you're like that. And, no, I'm not going to do this. There's something wrong. I wasn't pleased, and it wasn't a thorough investigation of what was bothering me. And so I didn't go to those, you know. Now I don't know what I'm going to do. But just my fingers. My fingers are numb. It could be carpal tunnel.
Okay.
I don't know. But then again, you know, Janelle, they're easy to say, oh, this is what it is. Oh, we got to cut that little ligament there. We got to fix this so that it doesn't hurt. I'm not all for that. Mm-mm. No, no.
Right.
No.
Right.
So I'm sure there's other ways, and I'll find them, knowing me.
Yes, this is absolutely correct.
But yeah. Yeah. And so now Oriental medicine. Do you use mostly herbs? Is that what it is?
So, yes, a little bit different than here in the United States. This is like the way that I like to kind of explain how in East Asia it works. There's, of course, acupuncture and herbal medicine, but usually someone, especially coming from a lineage such as I have, kind of chooses a certain path to go. So, of course, as an herbologist, I very much know acupuncture. That's also something that's been handed in my lineage, and I clearly went to school for a very long time studying the ways of acupuncture. But, yes, most of my life is devoted to herbal medicine. Which, to finish what I was saying, in East Asia, you kind of have the herbal medicine department and the acupuncture department, you know, in the hospitals or the clinics. So it's interesting that way. So that's how I knew it as well growing up. So it was beautiful to go to school and to study, you know, one of my most challenging in that academic way, but also one of my most favorite times of my life. I did love to study. Now it's a little bit difficult with two young boys and multiple businesses.
Oh, yes. Life changes, doesn't it? Oh, my.
Yes, but you're right. So the last 20 years of my life, you know, I mentioned those three pillars. I really focused on the pillar of medicine and herbal medicine. And my dream was to have clinics all over the world. You know, when I was about 19, 20, and I made that decision that, you know, just like I said, like a flip of a switch, for some reason it hit me right then and there. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I have to leave school. I'm not studying Western medicine. I truly followed my, as you said, my feeling, my intuition, basically what I think was my destiny, you know, however that resonates, whatever word fits by someone. Ultimately, I made a decision. And that's one of the most important decisions of my entire life, obviously. And everyone thought I was joking, or some of my friends probably thought I was crazy. But I packed up my stuff.
Yeah, why do you want to go and do that? There's so much money in regular medicine. Well, then that's another thing, too, is that you really should do your calling. You know, it's all good. Everybody thinks about, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money. You know, I don't make a lot. I mean, you know, I do all this for nothing because I love it. I love people. I love meeting people all over the world, new walks of life, all like you, you know. And so I think sometimes you get this good feeling inside, and it's just not about the money.
Right.
Now, what I want to ask you is this becoming more popular now, you know, Oriental medicine and acupuncture? I'm hoping it is.
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. Like I said, I started about 20 years ago. I went to school. I thought I'd have clinics. Kind of to move through that part of the story quickly, there were a few doctors who used to come to me because we would basically share our herbal formulas, you know, myself at the time with certain doctors out there who would just ask because they knew myself, they knew my lineage. And this one dermatologist in particular, she's a wonderful woman, said, you have to do something with this. You know, Janelle, you have to do something with this. It's changing people's lives. I'm watching in front of my eyes. And remember, here I am thinking I want to be like my great-grandpa. I have a lab, Natalie. It's called JBK Wellness Lab.
Yes, I'm
headquartered
that.
Here in
yes,
San Diego,
I know.
Right? And in Orange County, and we now have one, we have had one in Europe, so obviously it grew. But my lab is named after my great-grandpa. That's why it's JBK. Some people think I named it after myself. They don't know me very well. That is not something I would exactly do. But so here I thought I would have all these clinics like my great-grandpa, because that's what he did, and he was very well known for that. He was a wonderful man. And then here comes this one particular doctor who kept kind of pushing me, and I decided, okay, fine. And here, kind of moving through this story quickly, I jumped into the spa industry, the beauty industry, making formulas.
Yes.
Right?
I saw that, yes.
And so here I go, and the reason why I'm answering your question this way is because I think it's important to kind of visualize how this went. When I first got into the spa industry, we were one of the first. We were at the forefront of the natural products industry, literally natural products. Nowadays, that's like the main thing, but back then it was a new thing. You know, it's certainly at the forefront of herbal medicine, and definitely at the forefront of Eastern anything, herbal medicine, traditional Oriental medicine. You can use them interchangeably. 20 years ago, people would say to me, oh, Janelle, you know, the Asian thing is really nice, but I don't think people are going to get it. And I still stood my, you know, stayed rooted, you know, Natalie, and I thought, okay, and I'd smile. But deep down, I always knew, you know, I'm human. You're all human. And there's one thing that as humans we wish, whether we know it or not, which is to have ultimate health, well-being, and for many of us, let's be honest, to have beauty, you know, to
oh, well,
you know, kind
yeah.
of
oh, my goodness.
Gracefully.
I think I look at everything that's going to help. But then, you know, I'm basically a vegan, and so, well, obviously if I feed deer. But the thing of it is that a lot of it comes from within and how you feel about yourself and don't. I mean, I look really good for my age, but the only reason is, and I really think that's it, is my eating habits and my I don't have any bad habits. And I think if you take care of, I've taken care of my skin all my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think, but a lot of it comes from within, don't you think?
Absolutely. I say, in fact, the number one principle of Myeongseung, any of those three pillars, is that you have to be aware of yourself. You know, that's living meditation, that's medicine and movement. We have to be aware of ourselves. We have to be in tune first and foremost. And then we have, as we said before, we have a choice. What choices do we want to make? You know, because those choices are exactly going to lead us down the path that we are going to walk down. And we have to realize that. And if we start soon enough, you know, some of us don't have the luxury, as I know I did, but I chose to see it, you know, learning at a young age. And I'm always grateful for that. But you're right. And so, yes, so to answer your question, do I see Eastern medicine and basically the integration of East and West, especially from 20 years ago? Unbelievably so, Natalie. I actually think we're moving into a place, you know, I speak and educate all over the world on medicine and the beauty industry, the wellness industry, and never before have I seen, you know, I'm actually pretty shocked that it has moved as quickly as it has. You know, 20 years, of course, is a good chunk of time, but in terms of a lifetime, you know, some people move through entire lifetimes and they don't see kind of a movement such as what I believe I'm watching right now. And that is, there's no, pretty soon there won't be a choice. East and West are there, and it's important. You know, I might shock people, but, you know, I'm not opposed to Western medicine. I think there's so many wonderful things about it. But as you said before, you have to know your body. And they look at medicine a certain way. It comes to technology, diagnostics, surgeries, antibiotics. Of course, that's amazing. But there's so many other ways of our body, mind, body, and spirit, that the East, the ancient wisdom of the East, which is exactly why I've devoted my life to this, they kind of have down because they've been doing it for thousands of years, you know?
Exactly.
You know, my mentor, my mentor always taught me, you know, spoken words can lie, written words can lie. That's just the way it is.
That's
how
you
feel, your experience, never lies.
You have to read between the lines sometimes to really see what somebody's trying to tell you. And it's true. It's very, very true. Now, I'm looking on your site. I want to talk about your book, but I'm looking on your site, JBK Wellness. You've got all of these things, pain relieving, women's health and beauty. Now, can people actually purchase from this site?
Well, see, here's the thing. So for many years, we always were behind the brand. So we made incredible products. We always choose to work with people who really care about ingredients, who understand whether they are familiar with herbal medicine or not. They come to love and understand the purpose behind all of that because that's important to us. So we've always been behind brands. You know, one is carried in Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, your Ritz-Carlton's, Four Seasons, Whole Foods, so on and so forth. And so for the longest time, our products really weren't available except through those brands. But they didn't always know that we were behind them, right? Because I can't work with everyone who asks. It doesn't work like that. And so now, actually, through the the last 2 years, you know, the pandemic, it did, in fact, give us a moment to do something that I have wished for a long time, which is to kind of open the doors a bit for people to have the opportunity to buy less than 5,000 of one product, you know.
Right.
And test
yes.
Right? That's the truth.
Exactly.
That's the way it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So, of course, right.
5,000.
So
oh, that's your order.
Yes.
A minimum order.
Right. Well, that's,
right.
you know,
yeah.
that's how it used to be. And,
yeah.
and I knew that that's how it worked, and we've made a huge difference. But deep down, I want to make sure that I can open the doors to many people. And so we just opened our white label division. That's called JBK Wholesale. That's the website. And so it really still is made for let's say, smaller businesses, entrepreneurs, where if anyone wanted to, you know, purchase 5 products, 10 products. You know, you don't have the customization exactly that you would if you're, you know, coming to us as a custom manufacturing, as a custom brand per
mm-hmm.
se. But you know, one thing for sure that I certainly can stand behind and say very confidently is there's nothing like our products out there. You know, what has been handed down in my lineage is what I like to educate on is called proper formulation, whether it's in skincare, you know, supplements that you take, body care, hair care. You know, one of the most important things that I wish to share with the world and help to educate is that, you know, there's so many products out there, but sometimes the most important thing is not necessarily the ingredients, right? You can have the best ingredient in the world, but if it's not in a proper formulation where ingredients synergistically work together, like
yeah,
a
delivery
recipe,
method
right?
either. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, a delivery system. That's exactly right. That's another way I explain it. Then people have to be aware that it might not even be coming close to what they think it's doing. And so our products are known for that. And that's why it's so exciting that we've been able to open up the doors. Really, in the last couple of months, did we truly launch.
So I could go on this wholesale site, and so long as there was a minimum that you would have to purchase, I could purchase.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And the minimum is like 2, you know.
Well,
five,
because, you know, I'm in tune to my body, obviously. I almost died when I was 32, and I just know. I mean, and I'm very sensitive and an empath, and I just know that there is something better to help me with the issues that I'm having now. It's not this, well,
yeah.
just take this, oh, cut this out and give me it. I'm not having anything injected into my hand ever.
Right.
No, we're not doing that. I'm not into pain.
Right,
you know?
Right, understood. Yes, well, maybe you and I can talk another time,
yes.
but there certainly are things that can be done, you know, certain herbal plasters, for example, you know,
that's
one of the
what
things
I'm
that
thinking. Yes. And I have your phone number if this is it right here, but
yeah.
I will go through your publicist and get your email address and we will discuss
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
I'm a firm believer, because I've had some things done and, you know, it used to be you could go to a osteopath and he could do everything. He could fix your back, your neck, whatever. Now it's all specialized. Now, because of insurances, oh, well, I
right.
don't do that. You have to go to this
right.
person. Well, that's
right.
all in good, but people don't have that kind of money, especially
right.
now. Things are
yes,
so tight right now, you know, and they want to do it simple. They don't want to have to, oh, I have to go over here, get an appointment, then I have to wait, and blah, blah,
right.
blah. And you kind of get tired of it. You know, Janelle, you really get tired of it. And so, yeah, there's a lot to say about that. Now, that's the one site. You've got your wellness lab. And then we've got your site, which is JanelleKim.com. And that, let's talk about this book that you have before we get wandering off and we never touch base about
yes,
the book.
Yes.
Okay, now it's Yung Sung is how you say it. You don't pronounce the M, is that right?
I didn't want to correct you before, but it's Myung. You do pronounce the M, but the Y, it sounds like Myung. Myung Sung.
Myung Sung, is that right?
That's beautiful. That's right. And that's why it's, you know, I always say Myung Sung Living Meditation. So for those people who cannot totally understandable, you know, remember or pronounce or like know the spelling of Myung Sung, you just type in, you know, Janelle Kim, Living Meditation.
Yeah, I love this. You know, I have some people. I have a man from China, a man from Japan. They do send me poetry, and then another gentleman from India. But the man from China has a translator, translates the poems and sends them to me. Well, you know, he used to, it was really funny. I mean, you know how they do it. It looks like a bunch of little sticks when they
right.
write.
That's right,
I mean,
all
that's
those
what
characters. That's
well,
right.
I'm sitting there looking at this, and I'm thinking, well, I don't read this. So I had to write him back again. I said, okay, I don't speak Chinese, and I don't read Chinese. Right. And he said, ah, I could see him bowing to me saying, ah, okay. So he sent it back the right way. And then I got to thinking, I'm going to have him write my name in Chinese. So I wrote him back, and he said, I'm so happy you want this. And he wrote my name in Chinese and sent it back. It was the most beautiful thing. And now I've got him doing laughing out loud, you know, LOL and ha-ha. And
I
just,
I love that.
Yeah, because you see, he's his picture looks, well, the poet is really, looks like a very Chinese poet. I mean, he's got the look, and it's the cutest thing. And I'm just like in their hip pocket. You know, they just love me. And same thing with the Japanese gentleman that writes for my site. And the Indian one from India. You see, all these cultures, and this falls right into what you're doing, are so important because you can learn so much. Because let's think of it, people. Many, many, many years ago, they didn't have aspirin. They didn't have this. They didn't have that, you know. And everybody's so quick to put stuff in to get rid of a headache or whatever. I'm of a firm believer that I like to investigate. I like to see what else might be good for me, you know. But the other thing is, too, Janelle, is you have to trust. You have to trust. I trust you. So with that, you know, being, I think I would be guided right. And, you know, it's amazing. I'm just so impressed with everything that you've done. Now, are you coming out with another line as far as the beauty world? And I know now the book, let's go back to the book. I keep running all over the place,
sure.
But that's what they do. You're laughing. You're thinking, yeah, well, that's okay. We can do this. Now, the book, now it has meditations in it. Is that what it has? Explain it. What's in it?
So here's the thing. Okay, so there's a lot in there, but ultimately, why I call it living meditation is because it's just that. You know, I'm a huge proponent of meditation techniques, you know, of all kinds. But here's the thing. What has been passed down in my lineage, what I hope really just resonates with everyone listening right now, is that it's one thing. We sit down for an allotted period of time, whether that's a couple minutes, hours, days, years, right? And then once we finish that, what happens? Of course, we wish to kind of carry through and carry with us throughout the days, you know, what we're able to gain from that meditation. But living meditation and what has been passed down in my lineage takes it a step further. It's all the things that we wish when we do meditation. I would define them as being aware, right? Opening our mind, gaining perspective, putting ourselves in other people's shoes, basically seeing more clearly, thinking before we speak, thinking before we act. That is living meditation. And that is what the book is about, how we incorporate these profound principles, you know, universal truths. And if we can all, number one, be grounded in those and not just always be kind of carried by our emotions, how much healthier our mind, body, and spirit will be, how much healthier our relationships will be, honestly, how much healthier our world will be. And so that is what living meditation is. And I break it down into 8 keys. And those are the tools. For example, it starts with key number one, know your true self. I don't have to go through all of them right now, but number two is a method, true, right, and correct method. It's how we are able to look at where we stand, which is the truth of a situation. Then we take ourselves and put ourselves in the other people's shoes that we're basically conversing with or in a circumstance with, and you try to see it from their perspective. You see, and then that is how you go about making a decision or an action. And it can be very, it can seem really simple, but if you really start to just put this in our mind as we do anything in our life, as a parent, in a relationship, in a work environment, out walking down the street, you can only imagine that kind of true mindfulness, right? We talk about this a lot, but what do we mean when we say that? You know, it kind of breaks it down and makes it very applicable. That's my wish, and that is what I have found, you know, practicing these principles myself and seeing how much it's affected people throughout my entire life. And certainly for centuries. And so that is living meditation. That's key number two, the true, right, and correct method, a way to step back and change your perspective. Because if we're able to change our perspective, we truly can change our life, right? And then one of my favorites, I think you're going to like this a lot, is key number three, and it is called stop being drunk on your own thoughts.
That's a good one. No, that's true.
Right? Isn't it? I love it, too.
It's true, yes.
I decided to Yeah, so literally all these keys that I'm mentioning are literally the chapters of the book, right? And so mm-hmm. I decided to name these chapters exactly what they are. I'm not going to beat around the bush. We don't have time for that. And so literally just stop being drunk on your own thoughts. In Korean, we call it dochi. And what that means, again, it really is a lot about perspective, you know, but to even be aware that our thoughts and our mind is so powerful that if we're not careful sometimes, we can become so narrow in our thinking. And it can really start to negatively affect so much in our lives, our health. Again, the way that we relate to others and the way we relate to
ourselves. Oh, it does. You're right. Right on. I believe that with everything I am. Yes.
Yeah, I know this, Natalie. And so I suppose I've started, so I should just finish. I won't go into every single one, but key number four is...
No, go ahead. We
have
time.
How will you...
Okay. I love it. I love learning.
Yeah,
like
I figured you would. So I do too. Four is, how will you be remembered? You know, what are you doing on the day that you leave this earth, no matter what your beliefs? That's the beautiful thing about principle. It doesn't matter our age, our gender, our race, our ethnicity, you know, our belief systems. It applies to everybody. But on the day we leave this earth, no matter what your beliefs, what have you left behind? What have you left behind? You know, it doesn't have to be something so grand, but even a small seed. What seeds do you plant for the next generation?
Yeah.
Key number five is seek connectedness and honor. You know, how do we always remain connected? That's kind of one of the foundations of living meditation, making sure that we always connect to ourselves, to others, and to the world around us. And if we lose that, that's where we can go down, you know, all these roads of anxiety and depression and isolation and a breakdown of our physical health. That is how powerful connectedness and honor is, seeing the light in others, respecting others for where they stand. You know, again, always putting ourselves in other people's shoes. Key number six, change your reality for the better. You always have the choice. At the end of the day, just similar to key number one, which I don't even know if I mentioned, is know your true self. It always starts with you, right? And we always have to remember, as we've already covered on this conversation, we always have a choice to react or respond to a situation. And when we react, we act on emotion, and emotions comes and goes, right? But when we respond properly, that is true life. Moving to key number seven.
Yeah, you know,
right?
Go ahead,
go ahead.
Points again, but I'm going to tell you something with what happened with me. Go ahead.
Please. Yes, don't forget. Okay, key number seven, because now we're just kind of moving through them. Key number seven is one match to light 1,000. That means one positive action, one positive word. One positive person can ignite 1,000 more. And at the same time, because we live in this universe of dichotomy, yin and yang, night and day, it's just mm-hmm. a principle of our universe. Just as there's positive, there's negative. One negative word, one negative action, thought, one negative person can ignite 1,000 more. And if we can be aware of that, we know how much we matter in this life. You know, it's hard sometimes for people to wrap their head around that. But one word that you make can affect so many people, so many things. And then finally, key number eight is be like bamboo, which means it's so important in this life. It's almost like a when to do, when not to do, when to be strong and solid and kind of bulldoze through, and when to be flexible. You know, bamboo is rooted. It's one thing to go with the flow, but you have to be rooted. Otherwise, you're just taken everywhere, right? And that's not good either. Life will knock you down if that's the case. That's just the truth. But if you're rooted, you stand your ground in these principles, and then you know to be flexible, because sometimes it can be the greatest strength for us. And so that's kind of, in short, I suppose, the eight keys of living meditation and how we can use these principles that have existed for centuries
into our life.
Into our life. Me too.
You know, all over the world. I mean, the world situation is not good right now. And before you came on, I was telling everybody, you know, world events. And I said, you know, I am of the mind that we need to do things diplomatically. And my thing is we all sit at the table, nobody leaves until it's done.
Right.
You write down your wants and your needs, and we'll discuss.
Right.
I don't care if it takes a month at this table. We will do it.
Right.
We will solve this. And it doesn't mean that we have to hurt anybody. We don't have to put anybody in harm's way. But that's how I am. And, you know, I tell people this all the time, and they kind of laugh. Oh, yeah, wishful thinking. No, it's really not. Because I had a chance to talk to somebody, I could convince them easily. I know I could. Because this is not the way. This is
absolutely
not the way, you know. And so I was going to tell you about I was very, very not just sad but depressed for a long period of time. Well, I lost my husband, but he died of Alzheimer's. Okay, so what I did – I had to force myself. I have a friend who she took me out, and this is about words and thoughts. She took me out walking around in a mall. Well, I didn't really want to do that. You know, I followed her. We laugh about it today because this was like 10 years ago. And she said, "Don't you want to look at something?" I said, "No." My mindset was in this doldrum that I had, this dark place, right, that I was not going to come out of this. Now, over time, she kept asking me to do things, and my son gave me some words of wisdom. He says, "Mom, you have to go, unless you're sick, every time she asks you, because she's going to stop asking." And so it took me a long time to rethink in my head, to realize, and of course I've got these people that work for me, and I've got my magazine, and, you know, people like yourself, and all the publicists, and I mean, I've just got it all over, but I didn't really share that with anybody. I kept it to myself, and I found that my son is kind of like the best that I could have ever talked to, but, you know, he told me, he says, "So what's happening now?" Yeah, because I go to lunch with her, we go shopping, we do all kinds of things. She has a nice family, and I said, "Well, I just kept going out with her." "You were forcing yourself," I said. In a sense, I was. There were days, you know, I didn't want to do anything. I mean, I did what I had to do on the computer and my magazine, but I wasn't having a good time. And it just took hold of me.
Yes.
But by being with her, finally, enough times, pretty soon, she turned around and she looked at me, and I was wandering over looking at something else. And she told me this later. She says, "I stood and I watched you, and I was so happy because you weren't following me anymore. You were doing your own thing." And I don't know what changed it. I think it was just thinking better, reading a lot of books, because, you know, everybody sends me their books. You know, I get everybody's books.
And I'm sorry.
It's like I have a bookstore here. But, yeah, and so I think that was part of it, and also talking to beautiful people like yourself. Because by talking to people, then you realize you can change all of this. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have a bad day. It doesn't mean that I don't have a bad day. But what I do, you know, what I do is I'm very in tune with God and Jesus. And, I mean, it doesn't matter how spiritual you are. I'll just say, okay, I need help. Okay, or I'll go outside. Or I get pleasure from feeding 9 deer every night. I have a herd that comes to my backyard.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And if people don't understand this, look at life. When you see all these little animals that depend upon you, and every day, that's part of my purpose. When I turn the porch light on and the outside light, time to eat. And here they come.
Right.
They know. And that's love, and they trust me. So people can change. If you can change your thoughts just a tiny bit at a time, you're going to see you're going to be a much more productive person and a happier person. But it's not that simple. You have to be good to everybody. You have to see the love in everybody. And I'm all about that. And so are you.
Yes. I
can hear it in your voice, and I know you are. And so, you know, there are people that they're quick to condemn and quick to blah. Oh, no, stop. Just stop it. We are all on the same earth. We are all on the same planet here. And we can make good things happen. And, you know, I always tell everybody to be really kind. You know, open doors. Help people, help them in the grocery store. Can I help you? Somebody thought I was working there. I said, "You work here?" I said, "No." "Well, why are you helping?" Yeah. I mean, and this little lady, she said to her husband, "I think she's really an angel." And that was the nicest thing I could have ever heard. I've been told that several times. But the thing of it is that, you know, I'm not very big. You don't look very big either.
I'm only
5'2" and I weigh maybe 102 pounds. But I'm petite. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm very petite. So I can't go lifting 50 pounds. No.
Right.
But I can certainly go find somebody who can do it for you.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I love that. Right.
acts of kindness. Acts of kindness. And I just wish, I don't wish, I hope your book affects more people, because it really should. And just, if you go to her sites that she's got, I'm telling everybody, it's just, and listen to the recording here. Listen, this will be, this is recorded. I will send it also to you, but it will go off on Twitter and every place. But the thing of it is that you are so honest and sincere with your feet on the ground, and you have found a way, probably because of your parents, especially your father. I don't want to say it was just a father. It was probably the mother influence, too. I think you've probably always cared about people and always cared about life.
Yes.
I'm just certain of it. I'm just certain of it.
Yes.
And, you know, there's so many things, but I want to not forget to mention your sites. You've got the, I'm going to go back to, I have you on my one monitor here. I have three monitors. Can you imagine? JBKWellnessLabs.com. And then your other one, of course, we're going to go to that, is Janelle, J-E-N-E-L-L-E, Kim, K-I-M, .com. And I'm so impressed with you.
Thank you,
Natalie. Are your children like you?
I hope they're going to be, I hope they're so much better. I don't know
yes.
if that's the answer. That
I mean,
comes
do you,
right now,
do you have them follow your beliefs and things like you did with your parents?
Absolutely. We talk about it all the time, you know, naturally, like I said, it is truly a way, it is a way of life. Like you said, it's just forming habits, a certain kind of mindset.
Right.
And so yes, in every situation, you know, within balance, when there's a moment
right.
to talk, just like we are today, I talk to my kids about that, my 4-year-old, my 8-year-old, you know. So yes, I'd say they're, you know, they're definitely grounded and understanding.
What about hubby? Is he like you? Is he like you?
Yes, he certainly is. Yes, he's a very, very good man. I don't know anyone who doesn't think that he's just the most kind. So.
Well, I wouldn't see you attracting anything else but that, really. I don't. They say you attract what you are, and that's another thing. Attract what you are. I mean, if you're happy and loving and kind, and, you know, looks are not always everything. Looks deteriorate as you get older for everybody.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. You know, you look really hot right now, but give it 20 years. Things change, and you have to adjust. But that doesn't mean you have to change inside. That means you can still be a beautiful person.
Always, yes.
Always. Always. So we covered an awful lot, didn't we?
Of course we did.
Yes, I love talking to you.
I love talking to you too, Natalie.
Yes, this is wonderful. So do you want to tell anybody else anything out there? I know you've been 20 years in the beauty and wellness industry.
Right.
Oh, I know. I could ask about that. So I'm sure you've been had articles in magazines, correct? I know there's one spot here where it tells everything where you've got everything, right?
Yes.
How did that start for you? I mean, how did you get to be somebody that people wanted to write about? How'd
yes,
that
I hear you, an expert. My team always tells me, Janelle, you are an expert. You have to say this, but you have to understand, you know, coming from exactly now, you all have an understanding of, you know, a bit more of who I am and what I come from, my lineage, you know. So to be an expert means thousands of years of fine. I'll be the expert and wellness expert. I will take that responsibility and hold much accountability for that. But I think it has to do truly with the fact that myself, my lab, we really have always, you know, stood our ground and what is important and creating beautiful products, you know, living by in a natural way and living meditation, you know, these principles. And I know as I've trusted for, you know, like I even said, especially the last 20 some years of my life, that if we stay on this way, people will know and they'll notice. And then, so that would be basically my best answer is that we have become known in this industry very, very much so.
Yes.
You can trust us. I love you said that. And then it just grows from there, you know, and then before you know
trust is so important.
Yeah, and then here both back and forth. You know, I trust my team very much, and they're amazing at, you know, publicity and getting out there and connecting me with certain people. And,
right.
and you
exactly.
know, and I'm very aware, you know, I'm not afraid to say, I'm very aware of how, what a special thing I have, you know, and I don't usually say it out loud that way, but I'm going to today with you, Natalie.
You can.
You know, I,
my show, my
yeah,
rules,
well,
you can.
Yes, I know, well, I am, apparently, and it's interesting, all the people close to me are like, wow, Janelle, I've never really, but it's true, because it's not me. I don't know how else to say this, you know, I suppose, kind of as we close this conversation, one of the most important things that I know my father shares, I share with my father in this way. It's not about him. It's not about me. You know, these are, of course, words that I put on a piece of paper, but these principles are not me. This has been passed down for probably thousands of years, Natalie. I'm
of
ninth
course.
Generation. But it went
yes.
way before that. You know what I mean? The medicine, the herbs that truly help people's lives. I'm confident to go out and tell people this is going to change your life because it's not, I didn't just come up with all of this, you know, hopefully I've made it that much better, made it into maybe
well,
beautiful
and, you know,
for your
skin. Now, you know, but, products that yeah. you get that are prescribed from a doctor, they hurt other parts of your body. Oh yeah, you can take this, but you'll probably die of a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? There are, it's just, some of it is just, I'm not
imbalance.
Against medicine. I'm not against
right.
that, you know. But if you can find, like I'm going to find, another alternative that
right.
will not have such a major effect on your whole body, but will go to
yes.
what the issue is and
right.
and
they're
help
right.
with that, that's the most important thing. Because, you know, my mm-hmm. friend said to me, well, why don't you just take aspirin for your hand? No,
right.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to
mm-hmm.
do that, you know. And she said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I'll find a way. It'll come to me. And here you are.
Of course.
You're my
of course.
Way.
Of course. Understand.
Just like that. Because, crazy. You know, if you expect, you're going to get it. If you feel,
right.
you know, that something better is coming, outlook is so important. And look, I didn't know. I mean, I looked up stuff about you, and I have, you know, I have all
yes.
the written information and your sites and all that, but talking to you now, I sense that you're really going to be able to help me.
I'm very happy to hear that, and I believe that as well.
I do too, because
yeah.
it's nothing major. It's just, you know, and I thought about going to the chiropractor, and then I thought about this. I'm just wandering around, and my son said to me today, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm going to sit with it.
Right. Totally get that. Yes, I totally get that. The answer will come.
And there it is. It's
yeah.
called Dr. Janelle Kim. You're a sweet lady. Don't stop
thank
what you're
my,
doing at
I
all,
not.
Ever. No, don't. Keep digging. Keep making. Keep getting these challenges that are going to make you seek answers. It's so important. You know, I talk about, you know, your life, the way your life runs. I mean, I had so many – tennis was my background.
Yeah.
In Michigan. I came
right.
from Michigan. I'm in South Carolina now. And if I would have thought then, well, you're going to be talking to people all over the world, I would have laughed and said, oh, really? And how is this going to happen?
Right.
But you see, now I don't think that anymore. I can talk
yes.
to anybody.
Yes.
Just give me the connection, and I'll talk to the president. I don't care. I'll talk to anybody. Because, well, my son says you have the gift of gab. It's not just the gift of gab. I feel that I'm genuine. And
yes.
when I talk and I talk to you and say how much I really like you, I'm not lying. I don't have to lie about this stuff, you know. I
yes.
really, really do. I'm sincere, very sincere. So I am going
yes.
to contact your publicist, and I'll get your email address.
Please. Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to see what you recommend. Because I am willing to try natural things and things that are probably going to do the job, you know,
yeah.
because that's what
right.
you need.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what you need. And part of it is you just have to believe in what you're doing. I mean, it's don't be skeptical about everything.
Yes, exactly. Open our minds. Don't be
yes.
dokey.
Okay, and we want to mention your book again, of course. And I know it's just on Amazon. It's everywhere, Barnes & Noble. I see it all here on the site. And it's the category is philosophy and alternative therapies, which makes a lot of sense. My own, is that what it is again, or did I say it wrong?
No, you're perfectly fine. It's Myung Sung, The Korean Art of Living Meditation.
There you go, right from the author herself. You're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed
this really
so much.
Our...
But I knew it would be very informative because I read enough about you that I knew. This lady knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
Oh.
So look forward to hearing from me. And
yeah,
we'll
Natalie,
continue
sure.
on. And I'm gonna ask MK here.
Yeah.
I'd like to put something in my magazine for you in March. And I'll get it from him. Or is it a him or is it a her? I don't even know.
A her. Yeah, it's a her. I know. That's she has a – I like that name. You don't even know. MK. It's a her.
No,
she's
no,
wonderful.
I don't. And it doesn't really matter except talking to you, you know. And but so prompt, so responsive. She said, oh, she's excited to talk to you. See, that's what I want to hear. I mean, I'm not famous.
Yeah.
But what I do is good. It's good for the world. It's food for the world.
Yes.
It is. It is. And thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on my show. And yes, and I'm going to put you in my bookstore anyways. I mean, I make a penny, I guess, if it sells, if they connect with my link. You know, it's just a way of advertising for you. It doesn't matter to me. It really, really doesn't. I'm fine.
I appreciate
it. As long as I
keep
feeding my deer and my bunnies and my squirrels and the birds, I'm a happy lady over here.
Good. I see that.
Thank you, honey. You're wonderful. And we'll be talking soon, okay? And everybody, thank you. Please go to her sites. You know, I'm going to go back and tell you what they are. Jenelle, J-E-N-E-L-L-E, Kim.com. And then the other one is J-B-K, WellnessLabs.com. Go there and look at everything about her and look for her book on Amazon. And it's just wonderful work that you're doing. Like I said, don't you ever stop.
I will not. Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, and I love you already. And I've never even met you, but I love
Aww.
You dearly. You have a good
Aww,
evening. Where are you located, by the way?
I'm in San Diego.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got a good part of your day left, right? What is it, like two something? No, three here. So what is it, 12 there?
Yes. I had to think about that, too. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? You can connect with people all over the world. They don't even know. I mean, I've talked to people in Singapore, and I mean, but I had to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to talk to her.
Yes,
but
I know.
But that's okay.
Tell me about
I don't care. I do it. I love it. Okay? Well, we'll talk soon. I can guarantee you that.
Absolutely.
Everybody have a good day. Remember, be kind. And as I always end the show, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And with that, we'll close out, and I will see you next week with another guest. And I'm probably going to play Free to Love. I think maybe Jenelle might like this song. I always play it at the end. Her name is Gabriella Ray. And it's just a nice way to end the show because it's upbeat. So with that, have a great evening. Have a great day. Love to all of you. Bye-bye.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitation.